The year of wonders is arrived, the devil has learned to dance. The church from danger just retrieved by help brought in from France. Nature's run mad and madmen rule, the world's turned upside down. Tumult puts in to keep the peace and popery the crown. In all the ages of the world, such wonders ne'er were seen. Papists cry out for the English church, and rabbles for the Queen. The pulpit thunders death and war to heal the bleeding nation, and Finn's dissenters to the death to keep the toleration. The high church clergy mounted high, like sons of Jehu drive, and over true religion ride to keep the church alive. The furiosos of the church come foremost like the wind, and moderation out of breath comes trotting on behind. The realm from danger to secure, to foreign aid we cry, with papists and non-jurors joined to keep out popery. King William on our knees we curse, and damn the revolution, and to preserve the nation's peace we study its confusion. With treacherous heart and double tongue, both parties we adhere to. Pray for the side we swear against, and curse the side we swear to. To heaven we for our sovereign pray, and take the abjuration. But take it hocus pocus way, with juggling reservation. Such ever-like with double face, we pray for our defender, to good Queen Anne make vile grimace, but drink to the pretender. With Presbyterians we unite, and Protestant succession, but if the devil came for both, we'd give him free possession. Our scheme of politics is wife, good Lord, but that you'd read it. It blows Marlborough down to beat the French and the bank to keep our credit. Because our treasurer was just an House of Commons hearty, and neither would betray their trust or fell us to a party. Our business is that neither may their places long abide in, but get such chosen in their room as no man can confide in. Who shall deserve your mighty praise for fund and eke for loan, and may the nation's credit raise, but never can their own. Because declaring rights to reign our parliaments have part in, we'll have the queen that claim disown for one that's more uncertain. The restoration to make plain that Perkin mayn't miscarry, we've wisely wheeled up the queen to right hereditary. The dignity of Parliament, the stronger to imprint ins, we hug the priests who they condemn and ridicule their sentence. In order to discourage mobs and keep the people quiet, the rabblers we condemn for form, but not a rogue shall die yet. The Duke of Marlborough too required for retrieving English honour, his devil shall have all the spite that fools can put upon her. For battles fought and towns reduced, and popish armies broken, and that our English gratitude may at future times be spoken. While fighting for the nation he looks danger in the face, we strive to insult his family and load him with disgrace. Because he's crowned with victory and all the people love him, we hate the man for the success and therefore we'll remove him. And now we're stirring up the mob against a new true election, that high church members may be chose by our most wife direction. That queens may parliaments dissolve, no doubt is right and just. But we have found it out that now, because she may, she must. The bankrupt nation to restore and pay the millions lent will at one dash wipe out the score with sponge of parliament. Then we can carry on the war with neither fund nor debt, and banks shall eat us up no more upon pretense of credit. If not, we'll close with terms of peace prescribed by France and Rome, that war being huddled up abroad may then break out at home.